Friends, our scripture reading today is Jesus' magnum opus of sorts, his grand teaching. In Matthew's gospel, it's known as the Sermon on the Mount. In Luke's, it's known as the Sermon on the Plain. And it is far richer and far more provocative and far more important than this sermon will allow. So I would encourage you to read Matthew 5 through 7 for yourself. In fact, if at any point you find your attention slipping while I am talking, turn to page 725 of your pew Bible and read the Sermon on the Mount. It'll be better than anything else. But before we get into it, will you pray with me? God, you are loving and kind. You delight in your children. And we pray that you would speak to us this morning of the joy that you intend to share with us. May your spirit press pause on our internal monologues and open our hearts and our minds to you. In Jesus' name, amen. A handful of years ago, a hashtag started popping up on social media. Hashtag blessed. The New York Times wrote an article about it, and they gave these examples. A new mom fit her new daughter into a designer dress. A year of patiently waiting and it finally fits. Hashtag blessed. Another says, blessed to be teaching in paradise with a picture of a Caribbean spa yoga retreat. And then there's always the comedian who posts with sarcasm, caught a piece of bacon falling out of my sandwich right before it hit the ground. Hashtag blessed. Blessed has become a sort of go-to term for those who want to boast about an accomplishment while still pretending to be a little humble, fish for a compliment, acknowledge a success, or purposely elicit envy, or so the New York Times wrote. And while others still use the word blessed in earnest to talk about their support system or their sense of God in their life, the prolific usage of it on social media seems to suggest that the term has become rather empty of much meaning at all. So when Jesus in Matthew 5 starts dishing out the blessings, we have to ask, what does it mean to be blessed? Now at this point in Matthew, Jesus has begun his public ministry. He's been baptized, he faced the wilderness temptations, he's called some fishermen to be his disciples. He's been teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the gospel. He's cured diseases and sicknesses, so he has clearly been busy, and crowds have begun to follow him from city to city to city. And so as Jesus sees the crowds, he goes up on a mountain. Now, it's not like the mountain that you and I might think of out west, go way up high, into the mountain, away from everybody, away from the cell signal. Not quite. This is more like a mountain, the Scarborough Bluffs. You go up there and you can see a great view. You can see the whole city in the distance. So Jesus takes them up onto a modest lookout mountain, and they can see the villages in the hustle and bustle. They can see the people who congregate at that same corner every day asking for help. They can probably see the Roman military milling about, proof of their colonization. They can see people trading, haggling over a price. And if it was a clear day, they could even see the city Tiberias in the distance being built, which was the impending doom and the immense taxation that would be coming. So as Jesus takes them up on a mountain, it isn't to show them some sort of perfect vision of the world, but to simply show them what it really looks like. A world where they might be the bottom of the food chain. And so Jesus starts speaking. Blessed are the... And you can almost see their attention shift off of Jesus as they look at the world around them. Blessed are the Roman, for they are the power brokers. Blessed are the rich, for they don't depend on others for their livelihood and aren't affected by poor crops. Blessed are the important and the elites, for their bodies aren't expendable. Blessed are the powerful. Every culture and every time throughout history has notions of what the good life is. power, success, money, reputation, recognition. Some things don't really seem to change, though. Blessed are those with championship rings and Super Bowl trophies, whose names inspire awe. Blessed are those who picked the right team to root for so they can share in the glory. Blessed are those who have the stuff of material things. Blessed are all those who have. And so maybe Jesus sees their vacant, hopeless expression as they look out at their world and clears his throat. And their eyes come back to him. And he starts again. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek, those hungry and thirsty for righteousness, the pure in heart, the peacemakers, the persecuted. And their eyes shift again. Oh, sure, they think. So now Jesus is saying, if I want to be blessed, I just need to be poor in spiriter, mournier, meeker. Then God will bless me. So whether it's the good life of having or the good life of hard work, both are left with the needing to make your own blessing and the blessing on your back. So I imagine that maybe Jesus clears his throat again. Having seen their faces and ours a bit downcast, maybe Jesus paused, wanting to convey that it's not a list of conditions for them to be blessed. They don't have to be Roman or powerful or whole or have it all together. They don't even have to work harder to make their own blessing. So with a deep breath, Jesus looks at them in the eyes, not with frustration, but with love. Third time's the charm, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who don't have it all together and know it. Blessed are you who wonder and aren't sure. Blessed are you who have run out of empty optimism. Blessed are the ones who are spiritually impoverished and looking to see God. Blessed are you who know your human limits and need for God. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those whose insides ache at images of empty chairs. Blessed are you who know loss and a wet face. Blessed are they who watch the news and ask, God, how long? Blessed are you who are overlooked, underfed, and feel like no one knows your story. Blessed are those who have gotten the short end of the stick. Blessed are those who cry with those who cry and who bring casseroles without platitudes. Blessed are you who are grieving for your world and this world. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are you who shake your fists and vote for change. Blessed are the teenagers who skip school to protest for climate care. Blessed are those waiting on justice. Blessed are those who do the right thing when no one is watching, who obey God's command of love. Blessed are the grandparents, the uncles, and the mentors standing in the gap for a young person. Blessed are those who know that there is more than this, for you are right. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the business owners who hire the person in need of a second chance. Blessed are the teachers who give attention to the attention seekers. Blessed are the ones who refuse to laugh at hurtful jokes, who stand between the bully and the weak. Blessed are the ones who have known grace to such an extent that they dish it out like confetti to everybody else. Blessed is everyone who has been forgiven and didn't deserve it. Blessed are the merciful, for you have known God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the foster kids and the trophy kids and the needy kids and every kid who just wants to be safe and loved. Blessed are the ones who know they've screwed up and embrace God's second chances. Blessed are the help seekers, the groaners, the prayers. God sees you. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are the mumbled apologies and the deep breaths of starting over. Blessed are the listeners and the learners. Blessed are the truth tellers and the namesayers of the missing and murdered Indigenous women and those lost to gun violence. Blessed are the welcomers of the refugee, the widow, the orphan, and the rejected. Blessed are the unlikely friends. Blessed are the giver of hugs. Blessed are all of you who are making peace in the spitting image of God, your heavenly parent. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you living an upside-down life and who get made fun of or written off for being too loving, too forgiving, or too giving of your things. Blessed are you who have received God's blessed life and given up on the world's good life of having or hard work. Blessed are you who look crazy and weird for following Jesus. Blessed are you in the middle of this ordinary life, in the places of need, of emptiness, in mourning and weakness. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you, Leanne. Let us come together now as a family at prayer. The response pattern is printed at the top of the fifth page in your order of service.